This exercise is called the hourglass. And if you stand comfortably, knees soft, with that sense of the body releasing to the in-breath, the body releasing to the out-breath, and imagine that your body is an hourglass, and it's filled with sand. You can feel the sand in the bottoms of your feet and up through your calves, the weight of the sand in your thighs and up through the pelvic bowl. You feel the weight of the sand up through your arms and your shoulders and your torso, up through your neck, and all the way up to the top of your head. And you can allow the sand to be continuous from your fingertips to your thighs, if you wish, by allowing your fingers to gently touch your thighs. And in the bottom of each foot is a little plug. And that plug in each foot falls away. And as it does, you feel the sand begin to rush out down through the bottom of each foot. And as the sand pours out through the bottom of each foot, the sand all the way up through the body begins to shift and settle and drop. And you can feel it begin to drop down through your head as it shifts and settles and pours out down through the bottoms of your feet. And it shifts through the legs and the torso, and it shifts from the fingertips into the thighs, and the level of the sand is dropping down through the neck towards the torso, and above that level of the dropping sand is only emptiness. And the sand settles and shifts down through the body as it pours out through the bottoms of the feet. And it pours out and settles, and the sand drops down through the body, so the level of the sand is dropping down through the torso towards the pelvic bowl. And above that is just emptiness left behind. And meanwhile, the sand pours out down through the bottoms of the feet, and the sand settles all down through the legs, down through the calves, down through the ankles, and the level of the sand is dropping now down towards the thighs, dropping down through the legs, and still the sand is pouring out through each foot, pouring out as the sand shifts and settles down through the legs, down towards the calves. The level of the sand drops, leaving only emptiness above, and the sand rushes down through the calves, down towards the ankles, and the sand is pouring out until finally the last little grain of sand falls out. And gently scan your body just to notice if there are any little bits of sand still clinging. And if there are, give it permission to detach and drop down through the emptiness and out through the soles of your feet. And experience what it is to stand here emptied to the present. And be aware of how much room there is in the body for the breath. It can swirl through the emptiness unimpeded. And be aware of how much room there is in the body for the sounds of the world around you. They can reverberate through its emptiness unimpeded. And if you wish, you can open your eyes. and be aware of how much room there is inside for the sights of the world. And if you find your emptiness is compromised, little bits beginning to form, just notice that gently and give them permission to detach and drop down through the vastness inside and out through the soles of the feet. And if you wish, you can walk gently through the space and discover what it is to walk through the present, emptied to it.